with us John Larson, Congressman John Larson, this morning, along with you-know-who, Mr. Paul Pacelli, who is working with me in the mornings. And this is something that I want to tell you something. The crumbling foundations, I'll never forget, and I've told you this story so many times, when I went there, saw what the people were going through, and nobody thought it could be solved. Well, it is being solved, and it's going to be solved, and we've got one of the gentlemen on the air right now with us this morning, Congressman John Larson. Congressman, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good. And my pal right here working with me, the one and only Paul Pacelli.
Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Now, when we talk about this whole thing, Congressman, the crumbling foundations, which were just the worst things, I can never forget this. And where are we now, and what do you see here?
Well, we had a great news from the Treasury Department. I want to applaud the Trump administration, and I want to especially applaud Charles Redding, who's just newly took over at the IRS and acted in a very timely letter to our a timely response to our letter to both Joe Courtney and I. Bonnie Stewart with the CPAs, the National Taxpayer Advocate, et cetera, all wrote in and said, listen, these people are in such god-awful shape. What they need is to be able to write off this tax liability and be able to do it over time. And so what the IRS ruled in a letter is that they could both go back 2 years and go forward 20 years.
Wow.
Now, why is that important? It's important because, let's say you have, you're making $50,000 a year, but you had a crumbling foundation of a house that's worth $250,000. Well, you can't, there's not enough tax liability for you to write this off in a single year. But now, under this provision, you can both carry forward for 20 years, therefore being in a position to write off the entire loss that you had. So this is tremendous news. In terms of homeowners who have experienced what the pyrotite, which is causes the foundations to crumble, to be able to write this off and receive the not have to pay taxes in that year and be able to do that over a 20-year period, Brad.
Congressman, I remember when you told me that you were thinking about this and, you know, what you wanted to do, and you mentioned President Trump as well, and this is one thing that you should know, that there are many, many people that support you because you go for what has to be done, and that's what you do. And I just and I'll tell you something: this is fabulous. What is going to happen? Because we never thought it was going to happen.
It's a very complex thing, and we still advocate that people make sure that they call their accountants and and seek the kind of advice that they need. And that's why we had Bonnie Stewart there yesterday at the press conference, as well as we had the tax advocate Elisa Leibovitz was there as well. And other advocates, because this is very important news for people who are going to be able to deduct this. We're still working on, as does the Connecticut General Assembly. Joe Courtney has just done an outstanding job on this. He's taken the point in Congress. I'm happy to work directly with him. And actually, Jeff Curry and my brother Tim at the state level here, because of so many impacted towns in South Windsor, East Windsor, Ellington, Vernon. So this is great relief for those people, Brad. And thank you for your continued advocacy and making sure that people are aware of this as well.
Senator, Congressman, This is such, you know, I don't know if the common person who's not affected by this can really understand what's going on here. I mean, they see the stories in the news, but can you imagine, and I'm sure you the stories that you must have heard in the field here on this, where you have the foundation of your home is crumbling, the safety issues, like you say, the tax issues, the insurance company runarounds, and then all of a sudden you're stuck in a property that potentially needs thousands and thousands of dollars worth of repairs and is essentially unsellable in the condition it's in, a property that you might owe 10 or 20 years of mortgage payments on.
Paul, you have described it exactly. And not only the enormous frustration, but how devastated you are, again, through no fault of your own.
Mm-hmm.
What we have been trying to do at the federal level, and Paul, you may be familiar with this, that there throughout the South there was an outbreak of something that was called China drywall. Again,
yes.
It ended up ruining all of these houses, again, through no fault of the consumer or the buyer, but this faulty product, just like the pyrotite, crumbled the foundations. The same thing was true with China drywall. And we've been advocating this with Secretary Mnuchin, et cetera, and they have been responsive, because to your point, there is, through no fault of their own, all of a sudden people who work hard and play by the rules find themselves with this not only debt, but a non-asset where they once thought was part of the equity that they were building towards their retirement or had in their house, and now they find not only do they not have any equity, they have a liability.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good news that they are going to be able to write this off. I think it was good news that the General Assembly has created, the governor has created a captive insurance company, and hopefully that's going to work. But we really need to continue to have everybody pull together and, you know, by programs like Brad's and, you know, getting this word out and posting this. It's a complicated issue, so I always recommend to people that they call their financial advisor or call their accountant. You know, we have websites, et cetera, that you can go to, but you really need someone to walk you through this so you know where you are.
I mean, because a 20-year tax write-off here, this isn't like writing mileage off for 1 or 2 years of commuting. I mean, you've got you've obviously got extended owned. You've got survivorship issues here, I would think, Congressman. And also,
right.
You know, some people who may want to take on the burden, you know, and let's say somebody says, okay, I'll buy the home if they get it at a discounted rate and put the and put the work into it. You know, they're going to have to understand this write-off provision as well.
Yes. The good news here, again, is that, you know, you're making $50,000 a year. You got a $200,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your net tax liability in any given year isn't going to be remotely close to what it costs you to prepare that crumbling foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But over 20 years, you're going to be able to be paid in full. And so that's the good news, so that each year that someone is going to be able to put in the claim to do that, and even though there's out-of-pocket costs and hopefully other areas of relief, including, you know, captive insurance companies and the ability to get loans and work closely with the federal government and state governments and also, of course, the IRS.
Congressman Larson with us, and this is the big story, the crumbling foundations that all of us have lived through, and it looks like we're going to get some action, some results on this. Do you, I always think in my head about something like this, how long is it going to take us? Do you have any idea, and can we start to work right away? That's the thing.
Yes, they can, and they should apply immediately. But again, Brad, I recommend that they sit down with an accountant. You know, we will be holding a second webinar on October 24th.
Okay.
And you can check our website at larson.house.gov and sign up for the webinar. And they will go through with the consumer everything that you have to do. And that will include, you'll get input from the CPAs of Connecticut, the Treasury Department and also other advocacy groups who have been out there, including the taxpayers advocate, who we had testify before the Ways and Means Committee as well.
Do you, I'll tell you something, when I heard about this and we were talking with Paul and everything about it, we, you know, at first you say, my God, is this really going to happen? Because, you know, way back then, John, people didn't think it was going to happen. They didn't know how it was going to happen.
And nobody wanted to touch it, Brad.
No, nobody wanted to touch it. I'm glad you said that. But you wanted to touch it with your friends, and you've got it. I mean, this is a tremendous accomplishment, this taking care of the crumbling foundations. I just can imagine what the wives and husbands and the children all feel like when they heard it the first time. It must have been unbelievable to them.
Devastating. Devastating. Well, again, Joe Courtney deserves an awful lot of credit. I mean, Vernon is like the epicenter, as you know, of where the crumbling foundation problem occurred. And Joe has been on the spot, and he probably, the second district has more cases, clearly, than the first CD, but all people are impacted by this. And what we found in our colleagues across the nation, they both identified with the China drywall, but also pyrotite is something that is not just homes, too. People are looking at all of a sudden condominium associations that you belong to. And again, as Paul pointed out, you know what happens to the value of your condo when it's not sellable and not livable. If you can't make yourself right by this and fix this, you're in a god-awful state. And then it also could impact school buildings and commercial buildings as well. So we're pleased with the IRS's ruling, and they have, and again, I have to give a tip of the hat to Charles Reddick, who just got on the job. He's only been there for 2 weeks, and he turned around a letter within that two-week period of time that is giving everybody the kind of hope and also the right direction that they need.
And the good thing is, Congressman, now going forward for people who will be buying homes and setting up construction of homes, this is something that's going to be ingrained in a home check, much the way that, you know, radon checks are and other checks are for existing homes. So at least now the officials, at least in this state, understand, much the way the China drywall thing affected us, is this is something that has to be a check before you buy a home.
And once we start,
Congressman,
we've just got to stay on top of it. I mean, the thing that I always get concerned about is that everything sounds good, but we know now that this is something that is going to happen. And what we're going to do, what Paul and I are going to do, we're going to get some of the folks who have been affected by this on our program to talk about it and what it means to them. We want to hear from them, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, Brad, as always, you're right, because persistence in this case, and people shouldn't despair or give up. There's still a lot of work to be done, and a lot of work to be done at the federal, state, and local level. And frankly, there's a need for the private sector and the insurance companies. And now with the appropriate backstops, with the ability to make these tax write-offs, et cetera, all of a sudden this becomes a more manageable problem. And hopefully everybody steps up to the plate and, again, helps out people who, through no fault of their own, find themselves in this god-awful situation.
All right. Well, I tell you, we can't thank you enough, Congressman, really. You're going to get everything that you need from us. We can guarantee that. We can guarantee that.
Well, I thank you, Brad, and I think the citizens of the state of Connecticut thank you. The people who have been impacted by this have been devastated, so all of this helps, especially the public information and where to turn to, because it is complex and can be confusing. You know, both the Connecticut taxpayer advocate and the CPAs of Connecticut are also working very closely, so because they want to solve this problem for people who find themselves in what is, Paul, and you've pointed out, is just an incredibly devastating situation.
Well, again, thank you, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it, Brad.
Paul, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Congressman. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You bet.
Now,
boy, I'll tell you.
Now, yeah, Brad, you know, people might not understand if they're not affected by it.
That's right.
Why is this concrete cracking? And I found a little passage here that seems to explain it pretty well. Now, the congressman talked about pyrite or pyotite. Now, if pyrite or pyotite are present in the rocks underneath buildings, the swelling caused by pyrite or pyotite can push on the foundation, walls, and basement floor of the building, causing cracks and other structural damage, in some cases allowing groundwater to seep into the crack foundation. Now, Brad, if pyrite or pyrotite are present in the aggregate material used to make the concrete for the foundation, the building material itself can be compromised. If water and air get into the concrete through small cracks and holes, iron sulfides inside can begin to break down, cracking the concrete.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. He kept talking about, if folks were
and
wondering.
And when we were out to sea,
yeah,
one
yeah.
of the places, you
yeah.
could see
the cracks in the water, yeah.
You could see the cracks in the water, the whole thing. I saw them.
Yeah, so the bottom line is you can now consult with your accountant. You're going to get, as the congressman said, up to a 20-year tax break, a write-off, if you have to do, you know, these repairs. And, Brad, I mean, some of these houses are pretty big. I can only imagine what you'll have to do to get a contractor in there. I would imagine it would have to be done section by section.
That's how it's going to be done.
You probably have to dig out section by section of your foundation.
They were talking about that long before they even thought they had a plan.
And re-pour the foundation,
yep.
which means you're digging. You've got to dig away a ground from the outside. You probably have to break through the foundation, clean it up, re-pour that concrete piece by piece. You can't lift the house up off the oh, my God, what a nightmare.
No,
what an absolute nightmare.
But I tell you, Paul, I didn't way back when this all started.
Yeah.
And we started talking about it here in the morning.
Yep.
And it all of a sudden started to grow and grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
But still, people, I mean, they would come in here and they just didn't believe it. But it's going to happen now.
Yeah. And it's a good
thing. It's going to happen now.
Yeah, it's good that they did this. And again, like the congressman said, most of it's in the Vernon area, 2nd Congressional District. So thank God. You know, I know those people are suffering, but at least it's not that widespread of a problem in other parts of the state. But again, if you're having problems, if you have a foundation problem, like the congressman said, go to his website. There's a webinar coming up in this month. And like he said, the first thing you have to do, we all have accountants. You know, if you're facing this huge expense, you have to talk to your accountant about how the best way is to handle this over 10, 15, or 20 years, especially now maybe you're a little older and you want to sell your home and you want to move to, you know, a retirement community
yeah,
or a condo. So
absolutely.
This all, Brad, has to be written into the sales agreement and
of
everything.
Course.
Oh, my God. Between the lawyers and the accountant. Oh, it's a huge job.
Yeah. But I think that this is going to take on a whole.
Yes.
A whole thing of its own.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, it's
once
good.
Once it gets started.
Yeah, it's good. And he talked about that other problem. I don't know whether you remember that. You had some homes down south that were made with this drywall.
Terrible.
From China that had toxic chemicals in it.
That's right.
And people buy. They didn't
we
know.
Had that right on the radio.
Yes.
Yep.
They didn't know. They're buying a condo. Who? You go into a condo or the houses I've owned or the condos I've owned. Nobody asks, well, where'd you get the drywall from? I mean, you expect, it's the United States. You expect everything to be up to code.
That's right.
You know? That's why I live in a tent. No, I'm just kidding.
But I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I mean, today you have no idea how I feel.
Well, good. At least these people can, if they have to lay out the expense, it can be 20 years as a generation. So at least it can be stretched out and you're not getting killed in 1 or 2 years with an expense.
You know something? And what the congressman said, too,
mm-hmm.
that they all worked. He worked.
Yeah, see?
And he mentioned, yeah. You know, he's a Democrat.
Yeah,
but
yep.
he mentioned
President Trump and the administration.
President Trump
yep.
and the whole thing that yep. was right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.